Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory forever. The Feast of Pentecost is an excellent time to remind ourselves about the sacrament of Holy Chrismation. And so today this video is 7 questions, 7 answers on the mystery of Holy Chrismation. Question 1. What is Holy Chrismation? Holy Chrismation is the mystery or sacrament in which the priest anoints the various parts of a person's body, the forehead, the eyes, the nostrils, the mouth, the ears, the chest, the hands, the feet, marking them with the sign of the cross with Holy Chrism, Miron in Greek, saying each time, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. Question 2. Why is one anointed with Chrism? Holy Chrism is administered to give the fullness of the Holy Spirit to the person anointed and the power which enables him to develop the new spiritual state which he entered into at his baptism. It is then in a very real sense one's personal Pentecost. When the apostles on the very first Pentecost, he receives the Holy Spirit and is strengthened in his faith in Christ. It makes him a member of the Holy Orthodox Church, which was born on Pentecost as well. And for this reason, the sacrament is normally administered immediately after baptism, even in the case of infants. Question 3. Where does the chrism come from? Holy Chrism is different from any of the other oils that are used in the church. For example, the oils used to bless water for baptism, to bless a new home, or to anoint sick persons. The Holy Chrism used in the sacrament of chrismation is mixed and stirred for 3 full days and nights, the first 3 days of Holy Week, by bishops and priests in the Holy Church. And then on Great and Holy Thursday, it is consecrated in the altar by the Metropolitan, or the Patriarch, the head of an autocephalous church, according to a rich and ancient liturgical tradition. Finally, the chrism is distributed to each of the diocesan bishops, who then distribute it to their priests. Chrism is made of pure olive oil and various aromatics. The olive oil symbolizes the spiritual power obtained by the anointing to fight off the various enemies of our salvation. The aromatics symbolize the sweet smell of the good works pleasing to God that the newly baptized person must always perform. In the Western churches, it is normally the bishop in person who confers confirmation. In the East, chrismation is administered by a priest, but the chrism which he uses must first have been blessed by the hierarch. What happens in chrismation? In the words of St. Cyril of Jerusalem, with the visible chrism, the body is anointed and the soul is sanctified by the Holy and life-giving Spirit. Chrismation is the Holy Spirit, Christ's gift of the Holy Spirit, the actualization of his divine presence. Thus, while baptism gives us a new or spiritual nature in Christ, the anointing with chrism further expands it, shaping the newly baptized person into the form or image of Christ. Again, this is why chrismation normally occurs immediately after baptism, our personal Pentecost, right after our personal Pascha. Question 5. How specifically is chrismation our personal Pentecost? Chrismation is an extension of Pentecost. The same Holy Spirit who descended on the apostles visibly in the form of tongues of fire now descends on the newly baptized person invisibly, but with no less reality and power. Through chrismation, every member of the church receives the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking for God to the world. Every chrismated Christian receives a share in the royal priesthood of Christ and is called to act as a conscious witness to the saving truth that is our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Question 6. What is the scriptural basis for chrismation? In Acts chapter 8, verses 15 to 17, we read, when Peter and John came to the Samaritans, they prayed for them so that they might receive the Holy Spirit. As yet he had not come upon them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 19, verses 5 to 6, St. Luke writes, when the disciples of John heard this teaching of the apostles, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1, 21 to 22, now he who establishes us with you in Jesus Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. And St. John, the theologian, in his first epistle, chapter 2, verses 20, tells us, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things through him. Question 7. How often can we receive chrismation? Like baptism, chrismation once canonically performed cannot be ever repeated. The anointing with chrism of people who convert to orthodoxy from various confessions is not a repetition of the mystery. It is a granting of the sacrament for the first and only time to one who has not been a member of the Holy Orthodox Church and had been deprived of her mysteries. Sometimes, people from other Christian churches who have been chrismated are received into our church by confession and communion. Other times, people whose faith is not Christian, who have not been baptized properly, are received into our church by both baptism and chrismation. Didymus of Alexandria tells us that in the ancient church, people who were baptized but did not hold the Orthodox faith were received by being chrismated, for they had not already possessed the holy anointing with chrism. As we celebrate the feast of Pentecost, we are reminded how receiving the Holy Spirit transformed the apostles, especially St. Peter, from cowering in the upper room to fearlessly preaching the gospel to a world starving for it. In the sacrament of chrismation, we receive that same Holy Spirit, and we are empowered and expected to do the same work of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. To him be all glory, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is in our midst. God bless.